for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Monday afternoon, July the 3rd, 2017. Gene Williams is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on Deliverance from the Spirit of Python.
All right, let's pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, our bind the rulers, the strong man, the doorkeepers, and all connected, related, and results, demons of witchcraft, Satan worship, human and animal sacrifices, black magic, and witchcraft that will operate in this place and through you. I loose in the name of Jesus upon and to all Satan's children partaking of and seeing and planning these wicked and evil practices. I ask you, Father, to put a special covering of angels over us today. And Father, I ask you to send special angels to protect and hide and put a hedge around us and all your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to talk with you today about the spirit of the Python. But the title will be Deliverance from the Spirit of Python. But before I get started, I just want to talk to you a little bit about how did this teaching come about. This teaching was birthed about maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and I really didn't want to teach this teaching. I have tried everything to get away from it. And the reason why I tried to get away from this teaching, because I had all kinds of oppositions that came my way. I told my husband, I said, I don't think I need to teach on this. And he said, Gene, you need to teach it. I was like, no, I know God got something else. So every time I think about this teaching, fear tried to grip me. But make a long story short, my husband and I put our house on the market October of last year. And in my subdivision, which is a great neighborhood, several houses went on the market during the same time. I'll say about 5 houses were sold within that month. And our house was still sitting on the market. And all houses in that neighborhood is pretty much the same. So I told my husband, I said, something is wrong here. And it began to grieve my spirit because I began to get angry. And so God revealed to me that it was a python spirit that was seizing and choking and constricting this house from being sold. Every week, Monday through Saturday, we'll get about 3 to 4 people that would come and look at the house, but no sale. And this went on from October until 2 weeks ago, when I began to woe in the spirit against this spirit of the python, breakthroughs begin to happen. So I say to you as I stand before you today, our house has been sold. We closed on Thursday when we returned back this week. So I give God the praise for that, because my flesh wanted to say no to this spirit. My flesh didn't want me to recognize what was actually going on in our lives. But I give God the praise. Oh, I give him the praise for that, because even the house has sold, other things have started opening up. Now things are just opening up so fast, we can't even get to them fast enough. So I say, Lord, I thank you. And I say, this teaching is going forth today, because I'm mad and I'm upset with the enemy. Because not only have the enemy has attacked me, he has attacked you all as well. And so, and I believe that this teaching is vital to go forth today. And even during the morning session, I had 2 people talk about the python spirit. And I looked at Deborah. I said, I got my confirmation. Okay, God, I got the answer. You want this teacher to go forth. Because I had brought another teaching because I was trying to get away from the python spirit. I really tried to get away from this spirit because it's a strong spirit and it will attack you. But before we go any further, let me talk a little bit about some history of the python so we can get a good understanding, because somebody may be out here that may be thinking, how could a python affect me? Because we're not looking at it from a natural point of view. We're looking at it from a spiritual point of view. So what is a python spirit? And how this spirit operates in the church today. And it affects the church mightily. A python is a large, non-poisonous snake, and usually found around India, Mexico, Asia, Africa, and a lot of the tropics and beyond. This snake is over about 20 feet, weighs about 200 to 250 pounds. But on average, you will find a 15-foot python that weighs about 70 to 100 pounds. And literally in the spirit, you feel like you're weighted down by these weights, because this is what the spirit does. It weighs you down. The python killing of the prey happens by constriction and suffocation. And when a python has you in its grip, each time you breathe, the grip tightens with each breath. So every time he squeezes you, it tightens, and your breath, you lose your breath. Some have said the death process is slow. And when the python has you in its grip, the only way to kill it is by cutting off its head. When the python attacks, one or more cores of the body are thrown around, the victim following up the stroke of the head, and the powerful body muscles apply pressure to you. The pressure exerted by a large python must be terrific. The prey is killed, however, by suffocation rather than by any actual crushing of the ribs. So what am I saying? When this spirit attacks you in the spirit realm, you feel like you have about 200 or 250 pounds of weight on you. You can't breathe. You start feeling like something is wrong with you. It attacks your mind. You're cloudy. Your mind is cloudy. You can't hear clearly. You can't think clearly. And this is what was happening to me. I was getting so frustrated. Nothing was going right. Family members were getting upset. I don't know what they were getting upset about. Everything around us was happening. And all of a sudden, snakes start appearing outside. When I look outside, I feel snake. And then this is what put the icing on the cake. I went upstairs into the office and began to prepare this message. Went into the bathroom and saw a little small worm. Now, I'm getting ready to use the bathroom, and the worm is looking directly at me. So before I go and use the bathroom, I grab a piece of tissue to go and get the worm, and it disappeared. It was no longer there. So what this enemy does is play tricks with your mind. So if I was a weak Christian, it probably would have affected me. Because what the enemy tried to do is continue to keep me looking in the bathroom trying to find it. And I did find myself going around the toilet and going around here trying to find it. Until finally I said, hold up. I see what's going on here. His spirit is trying to play games with me, and I am not going to allow it. And I know today, some of you feel the same way that I have felt, where the enemy has attacked you in your mind. He played games with you. You thought you saw certain things. They was there, and then all of a sudden, they was gone. And this is how this spirit works. He wants to attack your mind. He wants to attack the whole body, because his strategy is to kill. That's the purpose of the python spirit, to kill you. Got a lot of notes in them. Let me narrow them down. Praise God. This evil spirit wants to destroy God's plan and the calling that is on your life. The python spirit wants to rob you of your drive and your motivation. And what it does is it stops your drive, your hunger, your thirst, your motivation. That's what it does. It shuts you literally down. But Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 11 says, "For I know the plans and the thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being, and not for disaster to give you a future and a hope. See, God has a plan for you, and the enemy don't want that plan to work itself out in your life. In any way that he can target you, he will target you. The python spirit wraps itself around its victim and suffocates. You feel suffocated. You feel like you can't breathe. You feel overwhelmed. And I honestly tell you today, even when I came here to Lake Hamilton, on Saturday when I began to teach at 3 o'clock, that spirit was still trying to harass me. I felt myself feeling overwhelmed. I felt like I couldn't speak. My words were getting all tied up. I felt like I was being twisted around. And I said to myself up here, I said, Lord, something is going on. And I began to come against the spirit of witchcraft, because this spirit operates out of witchcraft. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we go further into the teaching. But this spirit doesn't matter if the victim is an individual, your family member, a business, a church, a community, or even a nation. It doesn't matter. Because when he gets ready to attack, he's going to attack. It doesn't matter who you are. The spirit of Python loves to play with his victims by squeezing them until they're almost dead, then releasing its grip somewhat, then squeezing again, time and time again, until he gets the victory. Ultimately, bringing death. This is why one sees individual and family business in churches and communities that always seems to be a roller coaster ride. One minute they up, next they down. One minute you're up, the next minute you're down. You're on a roller coaster. You don't understand why things is not working. I have done everything. I have tried everything. I have prayed. I have fasted. And nothing seems to be working. I'm up one minute. I'm down one minute. What is going on? What is happening? Your success and prosperity today and tomorrow, you have no money. I had plenty in the bank last month, but when I looked again, it was nothing. What happened? Failure today, devastation tomorrow, only to rise up again and only to fall again. And this is what this spirit does. And this is how this spirit operates. Each time you fall, you sink lower and lower every time it attacks. Also, I went to the book of Acts, the 16th chapter, verse 16, where I wanted to give an illustration of how this spirit was operating with Paul. In Acts 16, the 16th chapter, Acts the 16th chapter, verse 16 through 17 in Amplified Bible reads, it happened that as we were on our way to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination. That is a demonic spirit claiming to foretell the future and discover hidden knowledge. And she brought her owners a good prophet by fortune telling, calling a pythoness. She was called a pythoness. The woman was called a pythoness. She followed after Paul and us and kept screaming and shouting, these men are servants of the Most High God. They are proclaiming to you the way of salvation. Here we see a lady that followed Paul and his ministry around for many days. This woman was completely manipulated by the spirit of divination. She was possessed by the spirit of Python. She was controlled by a group of individuals whose business was deceiving people through witchcraft. As a soothsayer, she told people their fortunes, future events, and revealed hidden knowledge. This lady must have been good at her trade, for she made a lot of money for her master. And see, in this business, they are making a lot of money, but it's not of God, it's of the devil. And at a glance, one would think she was doing a good thing, but in reality, she wasn't. She was glorifying the devil, not God, because God is against witchcraft and divination. The first thing, she was drawing attention to man and not God. She was drawing attention to Paul and his co-workers. But she already said, these men are the Most High God. The second thing we noticed, she was drawing attention to herself. This is a attention-getting spirit. This lady was hollering and shouting over and over again. She was making a real spectacle of herself. She was constantly drawing attention to herself. It became very annoying and irritating to Paul. And this spirit do annoy you. It annoys you. Just the fact that she was in company with them saying, I am important. I am important. I can run with the big dogs. That's who I am. See how this spirit works through prophecy, divination, and witchcraft? Paul had enough. Paul finally had all he could take with this spirit. We notice he didn't turn to the woman and say, shut up, woman. We're kicking you out of the church, like most churches do. You shut up or we're going to put you out of the church because you are bringing attention to yourself and you interrupting the service. Not discerning that it was a spirit that needed to be cast out. He turned and spoke to the demon. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of her. Paul cast the spirit of the python out of the woman, setting her free. Look at the reaction of the woman's master. They were amazed that Paul had just cast a demon. They weren't amazed that Paul had just cast a demon out of the woman. It didn't matter to them. They weren't rejoicing in the fact a captive had been set free, because that was not the purpose of their mission. The purpose was to make money, to gain wealth out of this. They were angry, enraged. This man, Paul, had just taken away a large source of their income. In a rage, these men and Paul, Silas, arrested, had Paul and Silas arrested and beaten and thrown in prison because of what they did. People would kill you about their money, about their prosperity. The python usually operates off of acquaintance and contacts. There is always a benefit or a gain for the person under its influence, position, promotion, money, or connection to one of these. It's always an influence, a motive behind it. This prayer-hating python spirit drew attention to Paul and Silas in hostile land, distracting them from their apostolic mission. This spirit wants to stop you from doing the work of God. It's a distraction spirit. And ultimately persecuted them sorely, even putting them in literary bondage. But Paul and Silas didn't stay there. They prayed and praised their way through. And so can you. How many times when opposition comes our way, we pray and praise our way through? A lot of times we don't. We complain, we murmur, and we don't have the time to ask the Holy Spirit what is going on. Because that's what happened to me, because I did complain and I murmured. What is going on? I was actually getting mad. But I thank God that I came out of it. But also, I don't believe Paul and Silas just had a simple prayer. Oh, Lord Jesus, oh, come on and help me, Lord Jesus. It was a prophetic prayer that I believe, because it touched heaven. It touched God. And when we're in these predicaments, we got to learn how to pray and war in the spirit. You're going to have more than just a little mere prayer. You got to know how to pray. And I believe my husband and I are going through what we went through to take us to another level in Jesus. And that was another level in prayer, because what that did for me, it taught me how to pray. And it taught me how to war in the spirit. And I just thank God that it happened now that I can see clearly. Because at first, I was blinded. I didn't know what was going on. But in Acts, the 16th chapter, verse 25 to 28, and it reads, but about midnight, when Paul and Silas was praying, and singing the hymns and praises to God, and the prisoners were listening to them, suddenly there was a great earthquake, so powerful that the very foundation of the prison was shaken at once, and all the doors were open. Now that was a powerful praise and prayer. When the jailer, shaken out of his sleep and saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, thinking that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, saying, "Do not hurt yourself. We all are here." In other words, my God has came through. It's okay. But in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 18 says, "With all prayer and petition, pray with specific requests. Make your request known." Your prayer has to be specific, what you want God to do for you. At all times, on every occasion, and in every season, in the spirit, and with this in view, stay alert. With all perseverance and petition, interceding in prayer for all God's people. Always praying, constantly, not when something happens, but pray all the time, in season, in due season, out of season, pray all the time. And that, when something happens, you can be able to stand the test of time. But remember, Paul was on his way to the house of prayer when the python attacked him. Python doesn't want you in the place of prayer or in the presence of God. Because when you are engaging in spirit-led prayer, you are doing damage to the devil's kingdom and to the devil's kingdom of darkness. And he don't want that. The enemy knows that your authority in prayer and in Jesus Christ's name what sets you free from demonic bondage. He knows this. We need to learn how to pray like Paul prayed. We need to learn how to praise God like Paul and Silas praised God. We need to pray and fast and sing hymns and songs until we see the clouds burst loose. Because all of us are here today, got things in our life that we need to open heaven on. Whether it's your children, whether it's your health, whatever it may, the case may be. We need to learn how to pray. But in Psalms, the 129th chapter, verse 4 says, "The Lord is righteous. He has cut into the thick cords of the wicked. He has cut into the thick cords of the python. He has cut the cords around us. He's our battle axe in a time of trouble. He is a cord breaker. This is what he does." When the spirit of the python is working, there is no real communion or fellowship. Have you been in a position where you just can't praise the Lord? It just seems like nothing is happening. Nothing's happening. Could it be the python is at work in your life? Why you can't praise him? And even here at Lake Hamilton, when we got here, it seemed like we were pressing through to even get a praise through. So the python was at work here. Because he didn't want us to get a breakthrough. But I thank the Lord mighty Jesus Christ that we have a breakthrough here today. And I give him the praise for it. Because I couldn't feel it when I first walked in the door. But on Saturday, it broke. And each day I see us going higher and higher in the Lord. And this is what he wants. There will be isolation, cliques, and special interest groups that follows the python spirit. Because he wants you to be divided. There is no real sharing or rejoicing. But lots of agitation, strife, contention, and a high level of defensiveness. People will become fearful, weak, and weary. And all three of those things had happened to me. I felt lifeless, defeated, fearful, weary, and weak. And that is not a good feeling, to feel powerless. The people become so cynical that they don't enjoy anything or anyone, including themselves. And a critical spirit began to hit me. And when I looked in the mirror, the devil spoke to me and said, you're getting fat, you need to get on the treadmill. Everything was happening around me. You name it, it was happening. Oh, you ain't looking too good. You getting bad train eyes. You know, all kind of things was attacking me. And I just want to be real with you today. And it really was. And I was going like, oh, I need to get some cream for my eyes. I need to get, you know, I need to get on the treadmill. I told Colonel, I said, you need to buy a treadmill. I got to get to walk around the neighborhood. And this spirit was at work in me. It was doing a work on me. Until I woke up and realized what was attacking me. And see, a lot of us still going through the motion and don't understand what is going on in our lives. I had someone come up for prayer this morning, and they say, I have prayed, I have fasted, I did everything. I don't know what's going on. And this is what the Spirit does. The Python seeks to break down God's plan and purpose also for the local church by destroying the divine order of authority. If the Python spirit works its way into the church is in trouble. It always undermines the authority of the church, constantly causing damage and destruction. And we have seen many churches that have failed under the Python spirit. Don't realize what's working. And the reason why they don't realize what's working in their church, because they don't want deliverance in their church. And we talked about it the other day. Deliverance is the children's bread. It has been given to the children. It's yours. Use it. There would be no commitment to the church or the pastor. You can't even commit to the pastor. You can't submit to his authority. There'll be doubt, unbelief. People will control by the spirit of the Python, by wandering from church to church. They can't be seated. They always find fault with the pastor. They always find fault with the people in the church. They never right. It's always them and nothing wrong with them. Let's talk about Nehemiah. When I was doing some research, I ran across Nehemiah. He was a prayer warrior, just like Paul. The devil particularly shows up when a person is determined in prayer, and I see that. He prayed for the rebuilding of the walls and the gates. He prayed earnestly for the walls and the gates. When you, as a prayer warrior, pray about the walls of salvation and taking your city for God, you shouldn't be surprised who's at work. When you are moving in things of God, you most likely will encounter those who grieve and those who laugh and scorn you when you are going through. They will ridicule you. Something is wrong with you. You may have done something wrong. Rather than being discouraged, Nehemiah went through all of this when building the gates in the walls. He went through all types of oppositions. But this is what caught my eye with him. He pressed through and finished. He pressed through. He did not let that distract him. All types of oppositions is going to come our way. But we cannot get distracted, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants you to just shut it down. I'm just going to finish. I'm not going to finish this. I don't care. I'm tired. I'm through with it. But he kept on. He continued the work. And this is what God expects of us. He wants us to continue his work, no matter how many oppositions comes our way. Let's move right along. The Python spirit is also a water spirit. I also found that it operates from the water. Now, my husband and I were born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida, which is surrounded by water. So I see how the Python spirit tried to attach itself. It's also known as the spirit of divination. And the definition for divination is the art of obtaining secret knowledge. The art of obtaining secret knowledge, especially of the future. And it is a pagan counterfeit of prophecy. The Python is the spirit of divination, which empowers crystal ball readers, palm readers, tarot card readers to see into the future. This spirit has access to us if we expose ourselves to any aspect of the occult through movies, Ouija boards, hypnosis, horoscopes, fun fortune telling, occult rituals, or chants, and etc. It opens ourselves up for this spirit. The Python spirit is the master spirit of witchcraft. The Python is a principality, one of the chief spirits in the kingdom of darkness. And not just a little mer spirit demon. It is a very vicious spirit. And in Isaiah, the 47th chapter, verse 12 through 13 says, "Stand now with thy enchantments, and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth, if so be thy shall be able to profit, if so be thy mays prevail. Thy are wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save them from these things that shall come upon thee." They've been doing this even through their youth days. So if you are indulging in any of this, it's repercussions. You will not be able to save yourself for the wrath that will come upon you for indulging into these type of things. All the counsels that you now receive from these sorceries is going to wear you out. And it will not save you for what is about to come upon you. Because there is no good thing into this sorcery. In other words, the fire is coming and your sorceries will not be able to save you. For God hates witchcraft, and that's what sorcery is. You labor in this from your youth. You've been laboring this for a long time. But the day is coming where your sorceries will not save you. So if you are indulging in this, you need to repent, turn away from it, and ask the Holy Spirit to forgive you, because there is nothing good in the end of this. The Python spirit is also an infirmity spirit. This spirit can cause feebleness, frailty, arthritis, cancer, weakness, and many other sickness and diseases. Many are sick and unto death through curses, spells, voodoo, incantation, and many more. People truly get sick and die through the words and deeds of others through witchcraft. I had an aunt who died in witchcraft. She lived in Georgia, and they practice a lot of that in Georgia. And she went to see the soothsayer in Washington, D.C. because she felt like somebody put some witchcraft on her and she wanted them to take it off, and she was willing to pay whatever amount of money to get this thing off her. But she failed to realize that she took on a host of more demons. So when she returned back home to Georgia, maybe a year later, she ended up dying. And one thing that my other aunt told me that I will never forget, when she died with her eyes popped open and her mouth wide open like she saw the other side. So that tells me that did she die in torment? Was she tormented? And it scared my other aunt so bad. And I'm glad that it did, because I believe she was in it as well. But the sad part about it is that did she die in that without giving her life to Jesus? I don't know. But there is no good end in dealing in witchcraft. Many times when people are sick and dying and the doctors are scratching their heads trying to figure out what is wrong, your tests come back negative, you can't find nothing wrong with you. I just don't understand what is going on. Could it be the spirit of Python and divination and witchcraft is at work? Could it be? It's a strong possibility. In Revelation 18, chapter verse 23, And that's Revelation 18, chapter verse 23, and it says, "And never again will the light of a lamp shine in you. And never again will the voice of the bridegroom, which is Jesus Christ, be heard in you. For your merchants were the great and prominent men on the earth, because all the nations were deceived and misled by your sorcery, your magic spells and poison charm. So your light is going to go out on you. He will not shine in you. The time is coming. So, but here's the good thing about it. There is still hope for you. You don't have to die or stay in the shape that you are in. The Holy Spirit is here to forgive. So if you are practicing this, any type of witchcraft or divination, the words say, and never again will the light of the lamp shine in you, which is the Holy Spirit. It will never shine in you. He don't live in darkness. He don't dwell in darkness. The Python spirit is also working through drugs. The drug cartels throughout this world are pushing their deadly, illicited drugs into our streets like never before. Our family members, our children, our brothers, our sisters, and I'm a victim for my brother and my son. And this is why I'm mad at this spirit, because I'm taking back my family. And it's time for us to get mad with the devil. I believe it was Randy said last night, I don't know if it was Jer or Randy, but they say the witches that are attacking Donald Trump, they're coming after Donald Trump with their spells. So why are we sitting back and allowing them to do their work? So it's time to take back our children. It's time to take back our city, our nation, our state. It's time. They are increasingly and opening, becoming more violent in their action against anyone that gets in their way. So you mean to tell me that the Python spirit is operating through the drugs? So that gave me some more ammunition so I can redirect my prayer to where I've been praying for my brother and many more in my family. And so a lot of you who have kids that have been on drugs for years and years, and it seems like you've been praying and you've been fasting, you've been throwing everything at this spirit and nothing seems to be breaking, could it be the Python spirit is at work? The pharmaceutical company and the medical associations around the world are throwing every conceivable drug possible at the population. They want to decrease our population. There is no real desire to bring relief and healing to the hurting. What it does is bring more hurt to the hurting. But one thing, when I was over in the room doing a little studying earlier, it hit me. One thing I do notice about a person that is on drugs, they never seem to have a place to stay, but they always find money to buy the drugs. It hit me today. And what I got from that, Satan will always supply me. Ah, my God. You know, when God dropped those type of nuggets in you, you know, if the light come on. And I said, I see what's working and what's operating. Moving right along. The Python spirit is also a waster spirit. So what do I mean about that? The spirit of a Python can constrict the flow of and can literally steal one finances from them. Where the Python is in operation, the love of money and the fear of loss is always present. In John 10:10, it says, "The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that you may have life and have it more abundantly." So that tells me you don't have to stay in the shape that you're in, and you don't have to believe the lies of the Python spirit. He has given you authority over it. And it's time for us weak Christians to stand up and be bold Christians and come out and activate your authority over the enemy. When the spirit of Python has prominent grounds in anyone's life, including and especially the born-again believer, he can be successful. And it's a dangerous thing, because those are the ones he wants, the believers. Python opened the doors for witchcraft and the demon of lust. So if you find yourself having a spirit of lust, and you have prayed about it, and you feel like this spirit has been cast out, but it keeps reoccurring in itself, could it be the spirit of Python is at work through this? Those who find themselves entangled in webs of control and sexual sin may be in the cords of the Python. I can't seem to get rid of it. I'm always lusting after this, lusting after that. I have been in prayer lines after prayer lines. They have cast this spirit out of me. It still keeps coming back. Could it be the Python has wrapped this coil around you, and this is why you cannot get no deliverance? The Python would keep a person in religion where men would go through the emotions, but never come into the working function, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. You're just going through the motions, going through the motions. And 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 5 says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Just going through the motions. There's no real. Oh, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to raise my hand because they told me to raise my hand. I'm just going to sing the song because they told me to sing the song. But is the song coming from the spirit? Is it coming because you love it? Is it coming because, oh, I love you, Lord Jesus. You deserve the praise. You deserve the glory, Lord. Or is it because somebody told you to do it? The Python seeks to squeeze the health and vitality out of you. This is often seen through undiagnosed symptoms, which at times lead to death. You have no desire to continue to live. There's no life in you. The Python works closely with fear and intimidation, causing a person to suffer from emotional trauma and mental instability. This is often the root of the tightening of its coil around those responsible for leading even into ministry. He wants the leadership. That's who he after. He wants to bring fear and intimidation. And we all know that witchcraft is domination, manipulation, and control. The Python stirs contention and creates an atmosphere of chaos and confusion, which leaves a person bewildered and out of sync with the purpose of God. This is what it does. It stirs up contention. All of a sudden, everything is happening. All chaos everywhere. All of a sudden, everybody decided to uproot and leave. What's going on? Chaos all around us. Is the spirit of Python operating? What is going on? What is happening? And you might say, well, it's the will of God. Let them go. Do they have to go? Let them go. Could it be the will of God? Or could it be the Python wants to bring division? Wants to shut it down. We have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit, and that's why it's important for us to pray for strong discerning of the Spirit, where we can know what is operating. And when you're in tune with the Holy Spirit, He will lead you and He will guide you into all truth. The Python seeks to prevent a person from speaking the right thing. Remember I said earlier, when I was up here at 3 o'clock on Saturday, I was all over the place. Jared, I'm sure you trying to figure out what she's been. Jared said, no, I didn't even know this. I said, thank you, Jerry. But really, it was a mess up here. And I don't know if you guys, thank God you guys didn't see it. But that's how I felt. But the Python seeks to prevent a person from speaking the right thing in the atmosphere due to its capacity to break structures of ministries. Through cutting off the breath often leads to wrong things being spoken. So you would take what that person said and turn it around. This is how it operates. You said one thing, but the enemy got you thinking it was something else that was said. So he would turn your words around, what you said. So let's talk about some ways also the Python operates. Python stops the flow of praise and worship. Worship brings us into intimacy. and obedience in Christ. Satan has lost the government of praise and worship long time ago, and he wants to stop the praise and worship still today. In 1 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, verse 29 says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring in an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." He don't want that. He want to shut the praise and worship down. See, when the praise and worship go forth, it sets the atmosphere. It primes the atmosphere. And even on yesterday, how the Holy Spirit came and dwelled into the service, before we could even get started, we began to praise God. This is what he longs for. This is what he wants. He made us for one purpose, and that purpose is to praise and worship him. And this is what he longed and desired from his people. And the enemy wants to shut it down. But we got to understand what is at work in the midst of us. Another thing the python does. The python tries to keep you from being on fire for God. A lot of you here today say, "I want my fire back. I don't feel like I'm on fire for God anymore. Feel like I can't praise him like I used to." The python is at work because he don't want you to be on fire for God. Because when you're on fire for God and God is moving in the midst of you, there is nothing, no demon can stop the praise and the worship. God wants you to be on fire for him. The devil do not want you to be on fire for God. Another thing. The python calls isolation. Wants you to be all alone. You say to yourself, now don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with being alone sometimes. But we have to be careful that a python spirit is not at work where we don't want to be around nobody. We just want to be alone by ourselves. And see, the enemy can come in and start speaking to you. No one wants to be around you. No one loves you. You by yourself. Then he begins to speak the negative things to you, and you begin to believe his lies. So know what is at work in your life. Another thing, the python causes you to feel hopeless and defeated. I'm so hopeless. I'm so defeated. Nothing is going right. Nothing is happening. I don't know what to do. Poor me. Another thing that python does, hinders you from prospering and causing poverty. He don't want you to be successful. A lot of you have business. Seem like the business is up and down. It never can get off on its feet. You have tried everything. You lost your job, lost everything. I don't know what happened, but everything is gone. No money. Could it be the python is at work? Another thing it does, the python causes self-destructive behaviors or lifestyle, even suicide. You don't feel like yourself. I'm hopeless. I have nothing to live for anymore. The thoughts of the enemy begin to come. Kill yourself. Jump off a bridge. Nobody loves you. Just end it all. The python is at work. Another thing it does, it causes you to doubt or not comprehend God's personal love for you. He tries to get you to believe a lie that God does not love you. He don't care for you. All the things that is happening to you, he don't care. Those are the lies of the enemy. He wants you to believe that there's no hope for you. Nothing is going to happen. He's not going to heal me. That's the lies of the enemy. He wants you to prosper and be in good health. This is what he wants. Another thing it does, the python attacks your mantle, the anointing on your life. Satan wants your mantle. He wants your mantle. If we let go of our mantle, we let go of our life. Our mantle is the good, acceptable, perfect will and call of God for our life. That is why David could not wear Saul's armor. It didn't fit him. And he needed to move within the mantle that God had for him. It was his life and his protection. So each of us has a call, an anointing and a mantle that fits us just perfectly and give us the total satisfaction in Christ. So you don't have to be jealous of someone else's mantle, because each one of us has a mantle that fits you perfectly. The next thing, the python keeps you going in circles, getting nowhere in life. You find yourself going around and around and around. It seems like you never get to the point where you're trying to get to. You've been trying to get there for many years and still haven't gotten there. Could it be the python spirit is at work in your life? Another thing the spirit does, the python causes you to feel tired, indifferent, showing no feelings or emotion, no interest about life and even God. It drains you. No emotions. I don't care anymore. Whatever happens, happens. It doesn't matter. Another thing the spirit does, the python causes you to always feel rejected and violated by others. Oh, they reject me. No one wants to be around me. No one loves me. No one cares about me. They're always violating me. Another spirit, it causes you to feel small, inadequate, incapable, less important, and insecure. Less important. Don't just know. You're not important. But you are. You're special to Jesus Christ. And it doesn't matter if no one else sees it that way. And we have to get to the point where it's not about people, man. It is about Jesus Christ. And this is what I had to learn about the spirit of Python. It's not about how I feel or what I think. It is about Him. He wants this word to go forth because somebody needs to hear this. And it's not about you, Gene. Another thing the Python spirit does, causes you to walk by fear and not by faith. Leaning on our own understanding and not God. But in 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7 says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. This is why you have to get the word in you instead of the word. So when the enemy comes, you can pull that word out and you can apply it to your situation and remind him, spirit of fear does not live here. Because I'm going to remind you what 2 Timothy 1:7 says. He has not given me the spirit of fear. So if he says he did not give you the spirit of fear, that tells me that the spirit of fear is a spirit so it can be cast out. So I don't have to receive that. So why are you receiving it? Another thing it does, the python causes division in the body of Christ and marriages. He hates marriages. He wants to destroy marriages. He wants to destroy the church. He hates it. He hates marriages in the churches. And every day I'm hearing, before I even came here, my nephew called me. I don't want my marriage no more. She makes me sick. I'm tired of it. Every time I turn around, she's doing something. The spirit of Python is at work in this marriage. Another thing it does, Python causes hurts, bitterness, and painful memories from the past that keep surfacing. You remember when you was on drugs? You was doing good. You was out there. Think about it. You remember when you was in an adultery relationship? Oh, didn't you like that? You remember when you was drinking? Oh, you had nothing to worry about. This is how this spirit works. He brings back those memories, those past memories. He wants you to remind. He wants to remind you of the past. But my Bible says in Philippians, the 3rd chapter, verse 13 says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. So that means forgetting those things that are behind. So if the enemy bringing these things and causing these things to surface, does that mean that I have to listen to it? No, because his word told me to forget those things. So we don't have to receive the past. But a lot of times we do. We sit there and we dwell on it. We think on it. It gets in our spirit and then we cannot shake it. Another thing it does, The python keeps you wrapped up in your problems and less attentive to others.
All my problems I'm going through, nobody don't know. Look at me. Nothing ain't working. It wants you to always look at what you are going through, what is happening in your life. Another thing it does, the python convinces you that God doesn't care about you. He wants you to stay in your mess. He doesn't care what happened. This is what the python spirit wants you to believe. Another thing, I'm almost finished. The python interferes in your prayer life. He don't want you to pray. Every time you begin to have your prayer time, the phone rings. And every conversation is important. And I need you now. Everybody come. No harm, husband. Soon as I get up there and start reading my word, Gene, I can hear you again. I said, well, do I mess with you, honey, when you read your word? But soon as Gene reads her, here go rock. Nana! So this is what happens. Distraction. And he uses whoever he wants to use. Okay? The devil shows up when you are trying to pray every time. This is how he works. To sum this up, and I know it's a lot more to the python spirit, and you can even go into a phase two, I'm sure, but I just want to break down what God has given me and what has been happening to my life, because I really believe that this teaching is for somebody else here today. But to sum up what we just got through talking about, the ultimate purpose or goal of the spirit of the python is to crush and destroy the vision, the dreams, the hope of the church and the individual and the believer. The spirit of the python promotes divination, witchcraft, and rebellion. The python seeks to break down God's plan and purpose of the local church by destroying the divine order and authority. The spirit of the python will always draw attention away from Jesus and unto other human beings or self. This demonic spirit causes people to focus on the prediction of future events and away from now and today. The python is the source of many sickness and death of many people through curses, spells, voodoo, and incantations. Where python is allowed to rule, there will be an ever increase in the use of drugs. The spirit of the python can constrict the flow of and literally steal our finances from us. But nevertheless, there is good news. As born-again believers, we have absolute control and victory over the spirit of the python. Through the name and the shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. But stand with me. Stand with me, please. I want you to take a moment to ask the Holy Spirit to help you to forgive anybody. And I know you guys say we do this all the time, but this is very important. This is the main part of the deliverance, to make sure that we forgive those that have hurt us, disappointed us, have abandoned us, mistreated us, and even may rejected us. So take a moment and ask the Holy Spirit to help you to forgive those that have hurt you, whether they're living or dead. And when you have done that, you can be seated. And take your time and really search your heart. Dig deep, deep down. Maybe you forgot something since the last time you went through deliverance. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring it to your remembrance. He knows all things. Nothing gets by Him. Someone may have hurt you, disappointed you, abandoned you, mistreated you, rejected you. You need to forgive them. When you finish, you may be seated. You repeat after me. We ask the Holy Spirit to come in
in that with us, because this is His work. It's nothing that I do. It's all about the Holy Spirit. Father, I ask that you wash my spirit, soul, and body with the blood of the Lamb. I curse every corruptible seed that has been planted in me, and I command it to wither and die. I command every foul, unclean spirit that may have attached itself to me to loose me now, to leave this property, to seek dry ground, and never return, in Jesus' name. So what you have done, you have asked the Holy Spirit to help you, these spirits to leave. So now that we have asked the Holy Spirit to help us make these spirits leave and never take ground, now He can go to work and deliverance can take place. So in the name of Jesus Christ, you don't have to say this. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come against every spirit of the serpent spirit that is operating in your people's life now to come out in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, give me one big cough. One big cough. We command all spirits of the serpent spirit to come out now. The spirit of the python to come out of God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, we bruise the head of every serpent that would attack the life of your people in the name of Jesus Christ. We punish and pierce the serpent in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people now. We punish the piercing of the serpent in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke any serpent that would try to deceive your people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of God's people. Every serpent spirit, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. I release the rod of God to swallow up every spirit that would come against your people now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of God's people. Come on, up and out of there. Loose God's people now and let them go in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, protect them from the fire serpent. We bruise the head of the serpent. We bruise you now in Jesus Christ's name. I bind and rebuke every serpent that would try to twist a cord around the life in the name of Jesus Christ of His people. I come against the serpent that will coil itself around your neck, around your head, that will squeeze you, constrict you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people now in Jesus' name. I bind and rebuke every cobra that will come against me in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out of there. I command you to go up and out of there. Come on, all over this place. Come on, one big cough again. All over this place. Come on out, the spirit of the python, the serpentine spirit. Come on out of God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I bind and rebuke every flying serpent that would attack the life of Jesus' people now in Jesus Christ's name. That would attack you, every flying spirit. I break your powers and I command you to go now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out of God's people. Come on, let them go. I come against the choking spirit that would choke you, squeeze you, squeeze the life out of you, the breath out of you. You feel like you cannot go on. I come against you now. I break your powers, and I command you to go and loose God's people. Come on, out of the throat, out of the esophagus, out of the lungs. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. We break your cords. We command you to loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I bind and rebuke every sea serpent that would attack the life of you right now in Jesus Christ's name, that would attack your life, I command you to go and loose God's people now. Come on out of there, sea serpents. Come on out of there, those that live around the water, the sea serpents. I come against you and I break your powers and I command you to loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out of there. Come on, the choking spirit. Come out of there. Loose God's people. Come on out of there. I command you to go in Jesus Christ's name. I have the authority to tread upon serpents, and I command you to come out of God's people in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out. Come on, every choking spirit, the serpentine spirit. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I cast you out, and I command you to go. Every witchcraft spirit, domination, manipulation, control. I come against Ouija boards. I come against hypnosis. I come against horoscopes where you read horoscopes. I break your powers. I come against the serpentine spirit. I come against you now in Jesus' name. I break your powers where you're coiled around the back in the chair.
Jesus' name, I come against you and I break your powers and I command you to go. I am a believer and I pick up the serpent. I pick it up in the name of Jesus and I claim the victory now in Jesus Christ's name. Let the fire of God drive out every serpent from your life in Jesus Christ's name. We break your powers and we command you to go in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of there, choking spirit. Come out of there, the spirit that squeezes you, choke you, constrict you. I break your powers and I command you to go and loose God's people now. Come on, one big cough again. Come on. Somebody sitting here and you're looking at everybody else. But come on out of there. I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I cast out every viper that will operate in your life, and I command that spirit to go, the viper spirit. We cast you out, and we command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, we bruise the head of every serpent that would attack your people's life in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out of God's people. I come against you and I break your powers and I command you to go. Come on out of there. Loose God's people and let them go in Jesus Christ's name. We punish the fiercest serpent in the name of Jesus. We punish you with the fire of God. We punish you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the fire of God drive out those spirits, drive out the serpent spirit, drive out the python spirit, drive out the viper spirit. Come out of God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I cast out this spirit and I command you to go and loose God's people now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against the squid spirit that squeezes you, feel like you can't think. My mind is clouded. I come against that spirit. I break your powers and I command you to loose God's people now all over this place in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Yeah, come on out. Come out, serpent spirit. Yes, even me. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out.
Diagnosed me with a vein occlusion. They call it a vein occlusion, but when they made a stroke. I hadn't said anything to Brother Don. Brother Don said to me, he said, there's a serpent crawling in your left eye. And I hadn't said anybody had a stroke in my left eye, but he said, I feel a serpent crawling. And from that revelation God gave him, then let me know that serpents can, from the spirit realm, can lodge in the body organs. All right, so I command serpents in the eyes that are coiled in your eyes to cause blindness in the name of Jesus to come out of you now. Come on, all serpents in the eyes. Come on, don't call them up. Cataracts, eyes of Jesus, come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against serpents that are coiled in the brain, that are lodging in your brain to cause insanity of Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there. Bring them out of there in Jesus' name. Father, we ask for the ministry of holy angels, that the holy angels will come and intervene all through this house in Jesus' name. All right, I come against serpents in the ears, deaf and dumb spirits, loss of hearing. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Serpentine spirits call in the ears. Deaf and dumb spirits, come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against serpents in the sinus area. Sinus drainage. Come on, loose. In Jesus' name. Isaiah 4, chapter 4. The Lord says, I shall cleanse the daughters of Zion with the spirit of burning and the spirit of judgment. Now come on, the spirit of burning and the spirit of judgment. All sinus problems, all the serpents in the sinus. I come against serpents in the tongue. Come on, call tongue. Come on, in the tongue. Move, out of there in Jesus' name. I come against serpents called in the throat region. Come on, out of there now. The blood of Jesus Christ is addiction. Come on, bring them out. This is what Reverend Hamilton is all about. Deliverance. Good children's bread. Come on out of there now, in Jesus' name. I come against serpents in the chest. In the chest, setting up for heart attack, heart palpitation, anxiety, shortness of breath. Come on, bring them out of there now, in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now, in Jesus' name. In your left arm, there's tingling. Doctors say when your left arm tingles, there could be a sign you might have a heart attack. Tingling in the left arm. Serpents in the left arm. Serpents in the right arm. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come on, bring them out there now in Jesus' name. All right. I've learned over the years that coiled serpents of lust can lodge in the stomach or in the abdomen. And in the spirit realm, they look like a nest of serpents coiling in your stomach. I come against coiled serpents in the belly. Coiled serpents in the abdomen. Burning lust. Come on out of there now. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on. Come on. Some of you young people are afraid. Come on. Come on. Come on. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. Serpents in the stomach, serpents in the abdomen, coiled in the abdomen. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, come on. Move, 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 move in Jesus' name. There was a woman who was having hip problems in Florida. She was about to have hip surgery. And I asked her, I said, your hip speaks to me. Your hip says to me that you are wrestling with God in a certain area of your life. The Bible says that when Jacob wrestled with the angel touched his hip and dislocated his hip. So those of you who are wrestling with God and having hip problems, come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, come on, out of the hip. Come on, come on, hang in the hip. Come on, move, move, out of the hip, hip problems. Move, move, aches and pains in the hip. There you go, here they come. Come on out of there now. Serpents in the hip, serpents in the hip. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against serpents in the sexual organs. Come on, in the man, in the prostate. I come against prostate cancer, the coiled serpent. Come on out of there. Serpents coiled in the women. Move, move, move in Jesus' name. Come on, come on, come on out of there. Kundalini. You may have picked up Kundalini at a church where the pastor laid hands upon you. Come on, Kundalini. Out of there now. All the chakras. And when the serpent Kundalini, when he lodges in the vertebrae, he can cause seizure. He can cause shocks and sensations running up through your back and through your bones. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Who, is there a judge in Jesus? Ma'am, are you a good judge? You a magistrate court judge? You a trial court judge? Well, stand up, please. This came on. I break all spoken word curses against you as a trial court judge. As a trial court judge, all the witchcraft curses, all the spells against you to hinder you, to block you from going forth when it pertains to someone that's being sent in front of you, in front of your bench. I break them off of you now in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, God bless you. You just ran for office, in political office. In Philadelphia? In Pennsylvania, I'm sorry. Well, God bless you. God bless you. You know, Father, we just pray that the hand of God will just be upon this woman. And we pray, dear Father, in Jesus' name, promotion does not come from the east nor from the west, but promotion comes from the Lord. And I said the Lord said that as you continue to seek Him and His hand is upon you, that the Lord said He is your protection, He is your guide, He is your counselor. And I even sense even just in the vision of the Lord, just that quick, on the board there's another job quota, there's another job status, there's another job type promotion, there's another job type entity that's going to be released. And you're going to have to be able to be put in a decision to make a decision to even go higher. Now, Father, we just decree Psalm 91 protection over her in Jesus' name. All right, serpents in the thighs. Serpents in the thighs. I come against serpents in the thighs. Come on, in the thigh area. Serpents in the kneecap. Kneecap, having pain in the kneecap. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now. And up, there you go, kneecaps. Let's go. Out of there now. Come on. Out of there now. Out of there now in the name of Jesus. We command you to go where Jesus Christ sent you. I come against serpents in the legs. A lot of times I've learned over the years in the liver, people have leg problems. It means that you are lacking support in your family or you are lacking support in your home. It could be that because of the, if it's not diabetes or neuropathy and the leg problem, these are signals, these are signs that there's somewhere that you're not getting the support, that the necessary support that you need. And I break it up with you now in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. All right, serpents in the foot. Let's go to the foot. Come on, serpent in the foot. Come on. Come on, out of there. Footprint. There we go. Come on, move. Move in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Luke chapter 10, Jesus said, behold, I give you authority. I give you authority. And I'm going to touch another area here. There was a lady that was having foot problems. She accidentally fell and busted her foot. And come to find out, the Bible says, confidence in an unfaithful man is like a foot out of joint. She was not married, but she was living with a living lover, and confidence in an unfaithful man is like a foot out of joint. Jeremiah 17:5 said, cursed is the man that trusteth in man, but blessed is the man that trusteth in God. And when you trust in man, that could be the count of foot problems. All right, Sister Jerry said, groan area. All right, I come against the groan area. Come on, move. Move. Move in the name of Jesus. Come on. Move. Move. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Right.
That was good. Thank you. Ooh, that was a weight that's been lifted. Oh, how you feel? I feel like a weight that's been lifted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Ah, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Oh, we just praise you, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for the deliverance, Lord God.
Bless the hands that prepare it. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Let's give him a prayer.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.